Hello, this is Pastor Brandon Fender, and I'd like to welcome you to another transforming message from right here at Living Way Church. I believe that your life will be impacted by the words you hear today. For more faith-based content, check us out on all social media outlets. Now let's go live into the message.
Confidence that conquers. You may be seated. You know, we are in a world with social media and worldwide 24-hour media, news, where we hear bad news all the time. And if we're not very careful, that begins to affect us. But we have to turn our attention to the promises of God, because the promises of God are yea and amen. And Peter said they are exceeding great promises that God has given us. And so Paul writes to us that we should not cast away our confidence. Do you have confidence? One of my favorite country singers and country songwriters is 90-some years of age, and he wrote this week on social media, he's 92. He said, "I don't fear death," because he said there's nothing after death but energy, and I'll come back as energy somehow. Now, this man used to be a Baptist Sunday school teacher in Fort Worth, Texas, but he's abandoned all of that. At 92 years of age, all he has got is a hope that he has energy that will return somehow. He has abandoned his confidence in God. Well, friend, I want to tell you that my confidence is totally in God. Not in my flesh, not in myself, not in all the attributes that we are able to attain, but in God himself. And Paul was not superficial about conquering, that confidence that would conquer. He was very definitive about what would conquer. And he lists a whole list, and bear with me if you will. But he said, "I've got confidence that I can conquer tribulation, distress, persecution, famine, nakedness, peril, the sword, death, life, angels, principalities, powers, present things, things to come, height, depth." And then he couldn't think of anything else. And he said, "and any other creature." He was confident that God would see him through all of that. And we're not only conquerors, the apostle wrote and said, we are more than conquerors. And God's always had a people that he has given promises to. And those promises are always that we will possess, we will obtain, we will acquire. It's always moving upward and forward, never downward and backward. But it's always going to get better. And when God brought his people out of the slavery of Egypt, he gave them exceeding great and precious promises, and that they would receive a land. And it was such a promise, it's called the Promised Land. It was set before them. It did not mean that it was totally devoid of all challenges and all enemies. In fact, there were giants in the land. But it didn't matter, because God had promised them that he would go before them if they would trust him. In 2025, you'll have challenges in your life. But I want to tell you that God is for you. God is on your side. And God has empowered you. And you need not cast away your confidence, but you need to say, "I am persuaded that nothing will separate me from the love of God. And I am motivated by the faith that I have in God." The Bible said that faith worketh by love. I was kind of raised in churches that seemed to be motivated by fear. They preached a lot of fear. You know, if you don't do this, you're going to be lost. If you don't do this, you're going to backslide. If you don't do this, you might lose your hope of heaven. On and on. And we were motivated. It wasn't very encouraging. But you understand that fear is a very temporary motivation. You can only scare people so long. But faith that worketh by love is a perpetual, eternal motivation. And my faith is in God and God's love, that he loved me so much that he has provided for me these promises. And I've got confidence that I will go where God says I'm going to go. I'm going to do what God says I'm going to do. And I'm going to have what God says I can have. Did you ever read where John the Baptist said, I must decrease, but he must increase? You know the reason why that was? If you've studied the ministry of John the Baptist, it was a ministry of fear. But Christ came bringing tremendous hope. And when hope and faith comes in, fear has to leave. The Bible tells us that love casteth out all fear. And so, friend, I've got tremendous confidence in the Lord and in his exceeding great and precious promises. And Peter would write and say, according to his divine power he hath given us. That's the reason why it's so necessary that you get more than a head nod and a wink and a handshake to Jesus. You need to have an experience with God that you will never doubt. And I've had a number of experiences. My first experience with the Lord was when I was 10 years old, and I literally gave my sins to him. I cast all my sins and all my, but I never will forget that, even as a 10-year-old boy. As a 13-year-old boy, I was filled with the baptism of the Holy Spirit exactly like they were on the day of Pentecost. These were experiences. And because of that, I am convinced that there resides in me a divine power, that I'm not on my own. It's just not my education, my intellect, or my abilities that causes me to be not only a survivor, but a conqueror. It's the fact that I am inundated with the presence and the power of the living God. And greater is he that's in you than he that is in this world. If the same spirit that rose Christ from the dead is inside of you, you will overcome everything. So cast not away your confidence. And even though he had delivered Israel from the bondage of slavery of Egypt and set them on the course to a promised land that he had given them, they were fearful. And when you're fearful, you begin to cast away your confidence. And the Bible said in Numbers 13:33, and there we saw giants. They were surprised that when God gave them a promised land, that there was obstacles there, there was opposition there, and there were even giants there. So don't be shocked that things will come against you, that there will be problems arise in your life. But be confident that you are more than a conqueror, an overcomer, and you're going to overcome those this year. And so they said, when we saw the giants, the sons of Anak, which come of the giants, we were in our own sight as grasshoppers, and so were we in their sight. It matters how you see yourself. And you see yourself in the reflection of God's word. The Bible teaches us there is an inadequacy in reading the word of God and then forgetting it. We're like a man that looks in a mirror and then goes away and forgets what he looks like. When you look in the word of God, you need to reach out and take those scriptures that acquire tremendous attributes in your behalf and define you as a victor, as a giant slayer, as an overcomer. And so because they were grasshoppers in their own sight, they became grasshoppers in the enemy's sight. Friend, it matters what you think of yourself. You need to get up every morning and say, I'm saved. I'm born again. I'm washed in his blood. I'm filled with his spirit. There is a circle of protection around me. I am going to be victorious today. The conquering creator of the universe is on my side. The devil is defeated. The adversary is rebuked. And I'm going to have victory in Jesus' name today. But these people that dissuaded themselves of the promise of God and became fearful of the giants and saw themselves as grasshoppers cast away their confidence, and we might ask why. And it's because they forgot. The Bible reminds us that we remember the things of God. It's so important that we remember. Jesus told us that we should take communion about his body and his blood. And he said, as often as you do this, remember. God wants us to remember. He warns us in the Old Testament of Israel's failures because they were forgetful. He upbraided the disciples because they forgot the miracle of the bread when they were in the storm. Don't forget what God has done for you. Do you understand you are a living, breathing miracle? To get this far, you didn't get there by yourself. You're like the turtle on the fence post. Somebody placed you where you are, and that somebody is God Almighty. God has brought you so far, and so you now empower yourself by remembering what God has done, and you build on that and say, because of what God has done, I know what God will do. Because God is never anticlimactic. He always does more tomorrow than he did today. And God has got a tremendous and glorious future for you, but you need to remember. Because Israel, they forgot the history of God. And God reminded them of their history, but they couldn't get it. I brought you out of slavery. I delivered you. I fed you. I clothed you. I put shoes on your feet that never got old. I put clothes on your back that never wore out. I was the rock that followed you in the wilderness. I was the Christ that gave you water. He reminded them, but they forgot the history of God. And when you forget the history of God, you very likely will forget the promise of God. When you realize what God has done for you, it helps you understand that there is better before you. There is a promise before you. Sister Becky and I are so blessed. We came to San Antonio with nothing, nobody. But when we look around, we see what God has done. And because of what we can see God has done, we believe that 2025 is going to be our greatest year of our life. Because of what he's done, we now embrace the promise of God that the latter house is greater than the former house, that the latter rain is going to be greater than the former rain, that God is going to do a new thing. They lean on their own understanding. Ladies and gentlemen, I am not convinced that God is going to do what he's going to do because of my ability. God doesn't do it because of me. He does it in spite of me. God is greater than every way. I don't lean on my own understanding, but I reside in the power of the living God. I'm like the Apostle Paul. I come to you not with the enticing words of man's wisdom, but the power and demonstration of the Holy Spirit. They forgot, these Israelites forgot the power that is within them. Ladies and gentlemen, there is a power inside of me. I find that when the enemy comes in like a flood, that power raises a standard up. I find out when I should be tempted, I am strong. I find out when I should be defeated, I am victorious. I find when I am depressed and should be depressed, I am encouraged because there's something inside of me. How do you see yourself? Do you see yourself as grasshoppers or do you see yourself as a conquering force that God has put on the face of the earth that said, you are now my hands and my feet and my mouth. You are literally the body of Christ. And so cast not away your confidence, number one, in God's existence. In the beginning, God. Ladies and gentlemen, I read an article yesterday, just came out from a group of scientists and said, we have proven that all mankind goes back to one individual and we believe that that individual was Adam, just like the Bible said. Now, that wasn't a bunch of preachers, that's a bunch of scientists. It's taken them 150 years of studying that to know what I knew the first time I read the first book, the book of Genesis, in the beginning, God. I don't doubt God's existence. He is. The Bible said, he that cometh to God must believe that he is. And I have got confidence that God dwells. And he said, lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the world. No matter what happens in this world, I don't doubt the existence of Almighty God. He has been my friend. He has been my counselor. He has supplied my need. He has made a way. He has been my friend, sticketh closer than a brother. I can feel his presence when everybody else walks away. This is a little side note, but sometimes people will drop you in life. Do you ever have anybody, and you don't know why they just walked away, and you say, man, what happened? The reason why they drop you is they know you know. And they're convicted by your presence. And they don't want to be around you anymore because they know you know. But friend, when people have gone away, my God has never forsaken me. My confidence is not cast away. There is an ever-present help, and he will even be an ever-present help in the time of need. So he said, he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. I take tremendous exception with those theologians that post on Facebook and are on social media that will tell you time and time again you shouldn't have faith or hyper faith and trust God that God is going to open the windows and pour you out a blessing. The Bible said if you're going to please him, you must believe that he is and he is a rewarder. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm telling you that God is my rewarder. He always finds a way to get it to me. He'll find somebody, somehow, somewhere that will give me exactly what I need in my time of need. And so I have confidence that my needs will be met according to his riches and glory. He is going to be my God in 2025, and he is going to supply every need and reward me in every possible way. And number three, I have confidence in God's ability to overturn Satan's attack. I am confident that there will be giants in the land of promise. I know there will be. And I know that they will come against me. But I'm like God said about Joseph in Genesis 50:20. As for you, you thought evil against me, but God meant it unto good to bring it to pass as it is this day to save much people alive. Friend, I've had a lot of things that go against me, but I've never had things that went against me that were permanent. They were always transitional. They were always temporary. And when it came in like a flood, or when somebody came against me, if I just held my peace and let the Lord fight my battles, if I didn't fear and stop, if I didn't fear and run, if I didn't stop and curse God, if I did not stop and question God, if I just stopped and said, Lord, I'm going to praise you at this juncture. The Bible said going through the valley of Baca, that means a place of sorrow. The valley of Baca is the valley of sorrow. He said, when you're going through the valley of sorrow, why don't you just dig a well? Because it's the well of God, and out of the well of the Lord you will draw salvation. And so if I don't do that, I found out that what the devil means for evil, the Lord will tear it all apart and reassemble it. Instead of it being my destruction, it becomes a promotion in my life. I've got confidence that no weapon formed against me is going to prosper in 2025, but what the devil means for evil is going to be a blessing. If you get fired, it's because you're going to do a better job. I have a friend that got fired, and he got fired not because he was a bad employee, but because the lumber company went out of business. He lost his job. He'd worked there for 20 years. He went to another friend of mine right up here on Pat Booker, and he said, I want to go to work for you and your lumber company. And Johnny said to him, he said, I don't need any help. He said, but you got me whether you're going to pay me or not. He said, I'm going to show up every day for work. And he said, I'm not going to pay you. He said, I'll be here anyway. He showed up for 1 month. At the end of it, Johnny not only paid him, he put him over five lumber companies in San Antonio and Luling, Texas, and other places. And he went from an hourly employee to a multimillionaire. And I've told this story before, and I saw him in a restaurant a few months ago, and I told him the story. I said, this is the way I've been telling your story in the pulpit. Is it right? He said, you got it just right. That's exactly what happened to me. Friend, I'm going to tell you, just because you got fired doesn't mean you're down and out. It could be a promotion in disguise. It could be that what the devil means against you to destroy you is going to put you up higher than you've ever been. I've got confidence that the Lord is able to turn around the attacks of the devil. Praise God. And I also got confidence that God's prevailing power resides in me. I'm not rejoicing because I've got white privilege. I'm not rejoicing because of who I am, because in my flesh, I am nothing. But friend, I tell you, inside of me, the power of the living God I mean the same God that created the universe, the same God that raised Christ from the dead, the same Christ that raised up the sick and healed the sick and opened the blind eyes and loosed the dumb tongue and unstopped the, that same God is in me. And so if that is true, friend, nothing can stop me, because the power of the living God, the creative power, is in me, and I'm not going to cast away that confidence that I'm bigger than the sums of my the parts of my sum. I am not just flesh and blood. There is a spiritual entity inside of me that conquers sin and disease and trouble and problems and demons and devils and unclean spirits. I am more than a conqueror. And number five, I have confidence that the end will be good. I've said this 100 times, but if God did not know what he was doing, he would have stopped doing what he's doing and said, this is as good as it gets. But the Bible said our God saw the end from the beginning, and the end is better than the beginning, and so there is no abortion of the will of God. God said it's going to end bigger than it ever was. We know that all things work together for good to them that love God. Do you love God? Say, I love God. Are you called according to his purpose? Say, I am called according to his purpose. Then I've got a promise for you that all things are going to work together for your good in 2025. The end is better than the beginning. The glory of the latter house is better than the former. The latter rain is greater than the former rain. There is no end to his increase. The reaper shall overtake the plowman. We will reap where we have not sown. Friend, I tell you that the devil wants you to be fearful and doubtful and wants you to see yourself as a little old grasshopper, but God is saying you are more than a conqueror. Rise up. I have given you power to lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. I have given you power to heal the sick. I have given you the power to cast out devils. I have given you power to resurrect the dead. Some of your dreams might be dead, but it's time to resurrect them in 2025 and say, my marriage is going to be healed. My companion is going to be found. My children are going to be saved. My business is going to be started. My education is going to be completed. You need to begin to confess who you are and what is available before you. Now unto him that is able to do. Him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think. 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 Some people say, I don't know how to pray. Part of your prayer is thinking. Just sit down with an open Bible and let your mind begin to think. He said, whatsoever things are lovely, think on these. Just begin to think. Let your mind just draw a picture. I see my kids saved. I see my family saved. I see my house I'm moving into. I see my automobile. I see my ministry. I see my in-laws saved. You just begin to think. And then after you begin to think, you begin to ask. And God said, I am able to do more than you can think or ask. I've got confidence that God is bigger than I am. That I do not scare God with my dreams. I don't scare God with my requests. God never shushes me and says, that's too much. He says, a little more. Ask me for a little more. You have not because you ask not. Ask, you have not because you ask amiss. He said, knock, the door will open. Seek, you shall find. Ask and I'll give it to you. God is telling you that 2025, he wants to show up and be your God. Put your confidence in God. God. God is greater than the White House. God is greater than politics. God is greater than education. God is greater than the government. God is on your side. And praise God. That's the reason why we praise God. Because praise is an expression of your confidence. You don't lift your hand unless you believe there is a God that is receiving your praise. You don't shout hallelujah unless you believe there's a God that's got ears. You don't clap for God unless you have a God that will perform. Our God is an amazing, amazing God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We must not cast away our confidence. When David came against the greatest giant of his life, they began to mock him. Even Saul said, "You can't go against Goliath." "Yes, I can." And Goliath began to mock him and said, "You're just a little kid. You come out." But David said, "Wait just a minute." He said, "The Lord has been with me." And he said, "I have killed the bear and I've killed the lion." And he said, "I have got confidence that God will be with me. Because you are an uncircumcised Philistine." What he was saying is, you don't have a covenant with God, and I do. I am confident that the Lord is greater. I am confident that God is on my side. And so when he wound up that little slingshot and let that rock go, he was confident that he was going to hit him in the only place that he didn't have an armor, right in the forehead. Ladies and gentlemen, the giants that will appear before you might be mind-boggling if you're in the flesh. But if you're in the Holy Ghost, you're not going to be afraid of the no's. You're not going to be afraid of the rejections. You're not going to be afraid of people. You're going to say, "My God is greater." So we need confidence in the Lord. And how do we gain confidence? David was a confident young man because he was confident in God's word. He was confident in his prayer. He was confident in his meditation. He was confident in his fellowship that he had with God. When a pastor pastors you or coaches you, he should coach to your strength. It's important where you go to church. You don't have to go to Living Way, but you find some place where they encourage you to be the best you can be. The best school teacher, the best worker, the best husband, the best wife, the best parent, and the best Christian. You find somebody that encourages you. You find somebody that coaches you to victory. I've shared this several times because it ministered to me and it changed the way I pastored. Probably 20 or 30 years ago, I saw an interview because America was getting beat regularly by the Chinese in table tennis. And they just could not beat the Chinese. And they interviewed one of the Chinese coaches and said, "Why is it that America cannot beat the Chinese in table tennis?" And the Chinese coach said, "It's not the players, it's the coaches." Said American coaches coach to their weakness. In other words, if they see that their player has a weakness, they work on that weakness and try to get him to improve. Said we Chinese coaches, we don't do that. We coach to their strength. When we see that they're very good in a certain part of their game, we coach them to that. And they get so good in what they're good at that their weakness does not matter. There's not a one of us in this building that doesn't have a weakness in our life. More than one, probably. It's my responsibility as a pastor to coach you in your strengths, because there's nobody in this church building that doesn't have some strengths. But if I coach and pastor and preach to you about your strengths, about the God that is in you, about the salvation that you have obtained, and I just keep talking about that, and after a while, it takes root in your spirit and your mind, and it begins to grow. After a while, your weaknesses are just smothered out. We've got own a house right across the road. We cannot get grass to grow in that yard over there. I don't know what we're going to do because it's got two big old oak trees and they just smother the grass out. Some of you got some weaknesses in your life, but I'm going to tell you that God in you is greater. And if you'll come to Living Way Church, we're going to feed your strength. We're going to exercise your strength. We're going to get you to see that you're not a grasshopper, but you're an overcoming giant killer. And after a while, your weakness will just be a forgotten memory. And you say, that doesn't bother me anymore. I don't have to deal with that because I'm not only a conqueror, I'm more than a conqueror. And I am confident that there's not a weapon or a demon or an enemy that can stop me because God is on my side. Ladies and gentlemen, this is our biggest opportunity. This is our best time. It is now. Today is the day of salvation, and you need to claim the promised land that God has set before you in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. He's in this house right now. Right now. And if you want to help with this about conquering the enemies and about strengthen your confidence. I'll tell you where to go. You want to put something on your refrigerator, type this out. It's the first three verses of the first Psalm. It's awesome. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scorn. What's that mean? It means get rid of all your critical, negative friends. They're gone. Get rid of people that won't celebrate you. So Jesse Duplantis says, Steve, don't go anywhere where they won't celebrate you. If people are critical and negative and they're poisoning you, get rid of them. Say, I'm sorry. You might be my cousin, but there's not a place for you in my life. You might be my childhood friend, but you got to leave. I'm a new person on a new journey with a new goal in 2025, and you don't fit in. You just don't fit in. Somebody put on their recorder, said, if you've called me a number of times and I haven't answered the phone or called you back, it's because I've decided to get rid of people that are negative in my life, and apparently you're one of them. That's pretty cold, but friend, this is a life or death matter. So he said, get rid of the sinners. Get rid of the ungodly. Get rid of those that are scornful. He said, delight in the law of the Lord, and in his law meditate day and night. You shall be like a tree that is planted by the rivers of water. What does that mean? That means what? All the other trees are dying. You are flourishing. You've got green leaves and lots of fruit because you're planted by the water. And then I love this. He said, you be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf all shall not wither. And this is the final. And whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. I've had people tell me, Steve, everything you do touches to gold, turns to gold. Well, friend, that's not an idiom. That's a scripture. Whatever you do is supposed to prosper. When you go to work with a company, that company ought to flourish. They ought to recognize that something good is happening to you. I used to have a friend. He's dead now. I preached his funeral. He was a Lutheran man. But he used to come to Living Way about every 3 or 4 months. I said to him one day, you only come about once every 3 or 4 months. He said, Pastor Steve, I only come when my business begins to lull. He said, when I show up at Living Way, my business is good for about 3 months. I said, did you ever think about coming every Sunday? He said, no, I can't do that. Friend, I'm going to tell you, the association, the place, you don't want somebody coaching to your weakness. You want somebody preaching to your strength. You're something. Do you realize how much better off than you are than your cousin is or the kid you went to school with? But do you realize that if you're not very careful, that you will let good become the enemy of great? And just because you're doing better, you say, this is good, it ain't good enough. God's got big plans for you in 2025. Don't forget what the Word says about you. You're more than a conqueror. Look in that mirror and say, look at me. Look at me. I'm blood bought. The Bible said we are the offspring. You know the Bible said we're the offspring of God. Did you know the Bible said we are to emulate God? Did you know the Bible said take words with you and turn to God? Ladies and gentlemen, do you really understand that you are a new creation? Somebody said, I'm so proud I'm white, black, yellow, brown. That don't matter. But I am so proud that I'm an offspring of God, that I am not just a normal human being, but I am a new creature in Christ Jesus. I am an overcomer. Trials don't matter. Tribulations don't matter. Perils don't matter. Nothing shall separate me. Apostle Paul said, I will not cast away my confidence. I'm more than a conqueror. I will not be separated from the call of God on my life. I will do what God has called me to do. Every negative thing is going to be turned to positive. Every defeat is going to be turned to a victory. Every attack is going to be turned to joy. God is on my side. And I say, Lord, I've got confidence. I've got great confidence that I am going to prevail in the name of Jesus. Stand to your feet and lift both hands and say, I'm more than a conqueror. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. You are exceptional compared to most people you meet. But don't compare yourself to most people you meet. Think about what God wants to do. He said, I'm going to do a new thing for you. God's got new things. You say, well, it doesn't apply to me because I'm older now. I'm 50 or 60 or 70 years of age. You need a Caleb spirit and say, I'm stronger than I ever was. Give me this mountain in the name of Jesus. If you're in this room right now and this message has resonated with you and you know that God is talking to you, and you say, I want to change my life, and I'm not going to be defeated, but I am going to be everything God intended for me to be in this year. I want you to get out of your pew and rush this altar and say, in the name of Jesus, I claim this for 2025. It's going to be the best year of my life in every possible way in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. God's presence is here. You're God's creation, created in His image. And every day there are negative things that come against you. But you have to be able to resist them. Resist him and he will flee from you. Don't give the devil a portal in your life. Close the door. And that means closing the door to things, people, situations, circumstances. Realize what Calvary is. When Jesus said, it is finished, he didn't say, I'm finished. He said, it is finished. Christ at Calvary purchased a powerful, powerful, abundant life for you. And so many Christians don't understand that. They think it's all just about not going to hell. Well, it's about not going to hell for sure. But it's also about being a conqueror on planet Earth.